Thieves often survey properties looking for vehicles such as quads. Keep the gates to your yards closed. Open gates can be an open invitation to thieves. Lock your sheds or garage doors at night using a heavy-duty padlock, haspen, staple or chain. When you're leaving your quad overnight, a bespoke quad... I actually looked this up yesterday. I'd never heard of this before. Mm. These are actually quite impressive. A bespoke quad drive-on security device. This clamps around the wheel. It's secured to a concrete floor and it's a great solution. Use locks and ground anchors with high attack rating as another option. The use of a tracking system can notify the owner if the quad has been interfered with or moved. This allows for a prompt response to either to prevent the theft or to detain an offender. Fit outside security lights controlled by an automatic time switch or infrared beams. These react to heat or movement. These can help. If your outbuildings or sheds are remote and they have no mains power, you could consider using a battery-operated GSM mobile alert system and camera. That can also alert you then to any suspicious activity around your farm. Marking, property marking. So marking vehicles is a very effective visible deterrent to thieves and it's an established method of reducing thefts. This is a big one and this is the main one we want to re-emphasise in relation to, we're always saying this in relation to, you know, other types of vehicles also. Never ever leave your keys in the ignition, and I think this does happen a lot. You know, if you're only leaving your quad bike unattended for a very brief time, take the keys out, stick them in your pocket. Don't be tempted to leave them in the ignition for, even if it's only a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And insurance is highly recommended also for theft and damage.